This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Japan and China this evening. The Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. A report.
India and Japan have a long history of friendship rooted in spiritual affinity and strong cultural and civilizational ties. Both countries have seen significant progress in special strategic and global partnership in the last 12 years. Trade between the two countries is currently more than $22 billion and it is expected to grow further with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. During the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges, as well as discuss issues of regional and global importance. The visit will consolidate our long-standing friendship between the two countries and give a new roadmap to the India-Japan relationship. It will also open avenues of cooperation and reaffirm India and Japan's shared commitment to peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from the 31st of August to the 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 15th of August 2014 from the ramparts of the Red Fort. In a social media post while sharing the glimpses of PM Jan Dhan Yojana, Prime Minister Modi highlighted how the scheme has transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. He underlined that when the last mile is financially connected, the entire nation moves forward together, which has been achieved by PM Jan Dhan Yojana. Mr. Modi also said the scheme has enhanced dignity and given people the power to script their own destiny. The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on raw cotton from the 30th of September to the 31st of December 2025. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance has said this decision has been taken to augment availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Earlier, the government had temporarily exempted the import duty on cotton from the 19th of August to the 30th of September. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens of Odisha on the occasion of the Nuakhai festival. In a social media post, President Murmu said this festival is a sacred opportunity to express respect for agriculture and gratitude towards farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his wishes to the nation on the occasion of Nuakhai today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that the festival serves as a reminder of the deep gratitude owed to farmers whose hard work sustains everyone. He also expressed hope for good health, prosperity and happiness in every household. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Telangana and coastal Karnataka today. The IMD said that similar conditions are going to prevail over Uttarakhand, Karnataka and Maharashtra. The Met Department has predicted that Kerala and Southern Peninsula will experience heavy rainfall for the next 2 to 3 days. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda has qualified for Grand Chess Tour finale. Pragyananda played out a draw in the final round against Levon Aronian of the USA to confirm his place in the GCT finals, securing a fourth place finish on the 2025 GCT circuit with 30 circuit points. The Indian squad for next month's World Para Athletics Championships were announced today. The championship to be held in Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, New Delhi, from September the 27th to October the 5th. Three-time Paralympics medalist high jumper Maria Panthangavelu was one of the notable omissions from India's 73-strong team with 19 women, led by star javelin thrower Sumit Antil for championship, being hosted by the country for the first time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.